morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Colin Corbin.
Repeat again, sir, your name.
Collins Corbin.
Collins.
We show
you as a wave, sir. We didn't know that you was coming today. You signed on as...
I did wave, but I waved it, but I don't know why they brought me over here, but I'm sorry for taking up your time.
Okay, now, did you want to go to your hearing, or are you still a wave, sir?
I'll wave it.
Okay. Well, if you're going to wave, then please put the CO3 back on the phone if you're going to live up to your wave, sir, since you had already signed that you were waving.
Okay. Have a good day, sir.
You too.
You can see some of these guys that you can figure out. Heck, I'm going to be getting out in, you know, this month anyway, by violent with the hearing, you know, which is a practical way, but the CO3s, they have to file their directive, the CO3 or the CO3 says, hey, you're scheduled for this hearing, I waived. Doesn't matter, you need to sign this piece of paper here, an initial paper that they have for the schedule, so people can go down there if they know that they can put it home.
Yes, sir, what is your name, sir?
Hector Newcomb.
Okay, Mr. Newcomb, please state your name and ADC number again for the record.
Hector Newcomb,
211528. Thank you, Mr. Newcomb. You're coming from the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 23rd, 2018. Okay, sir, and as you can, do you remember signing that notification, sir?
Yes, I do.
And on that statement, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. Well, you don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you want to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating on the panel today, and they are, to my left, your right, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead for your hearing today, sir. Mr. Newcomb and we also have in the room with us today, gentlemen that you can see now, and that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Newcomb and Mr. Westby, the gentlemen you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, I've been so far. Okay, did you say I do, Mr. Newcomb? I just didn't hear you. Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, as I indicated, sir, you do have, two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and please tell me whether, after I read each of them, whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 27, 2018, for the task, TCMS lab report, dated July 2, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. And the next one is that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer on July 5, 2018, as directed per report letter dated July 3rd, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown. The service has been suspended from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
That's false,
right there. That's false, okay. If you said that was false, we're going to receive some testimony on allegation number 2 from the Department of Correction. Therefore, at this time, we're going to ask Mr. Westwood, who would share with us some testimony on allegation number 2, as much as you say it is false.
On June 27, 2018, a offender contacted his assigned parole officer via telephone for a scheduled monthly contact visit. Consequently, the offender submitted a urine fluid sample for substance abuse screening at the task lab. On July 2nd, 2018, task reported the offender's specimen tested positive for the use of methamphetamine. On July 3rd, 2018, this officer, being Francisco Gonzalez Hernandez, attempted to contact conduct a face-to-face contact with the offender's approved residence located at 689 South 21st Avenue, Yuma, Arizona, 85364. The offender was not home. This officer made face-to-face contact with the offender's sponsor's husband, Mr. Rafael Garcia. Mr. Garcia orally stated that the offender never reported to the residence since his release from prison. Mr. Garcia reported he did not know the offender's whereabouts or contact information. This officer hand delivered a report letter dated July 3rd, 2018 to Mr. Garcia. The report letter provided the offender with a written directive to report to his assigned parole officer on July 5th, 2018. July 5th, 2018, the offender failed to report his directive with a report letter dated July 3rd, 2018. Offender's whereabouts are known, thus he's absconded from supervision as of July 5th, 2018. On July 5th, 2018, this officer attempted to contact sponsor Ms. Adelina Young via telephone. There was no answer, and this officer left a voice message requesting Ms. Young have the offender contact this office by 1600 hours. On July 5th, 2018, this officer attempted to contact supervisor Mr. Bob Lutz via telephone. There was no answer and no option to provide a voice message. On July 5th, 2018, this officer contacted a local jail and hospital and confirmed the offender was not incarcerated or hospitalized. All attempts to get the offender reported have failed. Attached to the warrant is a copy of the letter of reporting instructions that is dated July 3rd, 2018, which is directing Mr. Newcomb to report to the parole office on July 5th.
Okay, sir. And then, Mr. Newcomb, why do you say that that is false, sir, that allegation?
That's the reason I say it's false. The other part, I didn't really ever had a chance to talk to my sister after the fit. So that part could be true. So I thought it is true. It's the rough part that he never told me about that.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to offer a motion at this point so that we can go into phase two of this hearing. I hear what you're saying, sir. But my motion is going to be based upon, as it relates to allegation number one, it's going to be based upon the admission of Mr. Newcomb. As it relates to allegation number two, it's going to be based upon information provided to the board by the Department of Corrections through the Honorable Mr. Westby, as well as the attached letter to the warrant papers themselves. Therefore, and the motion will be to find that Mr. Newcomb did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Ryan, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. So you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. However, now we're going into phase two of your hearing. When I ask that you remain on the phone, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that information, then we're going to come back and talk with you, and you can tell the board whatever you need to tell the board. So at this time, please remain quiet as Mr. Westby will present us with some background information. On with Mr. Westby.
On May 14, 2018, Mr. Newcomb was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 26, 2018 by UMPD, no charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 27, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of October 1, 2018, 21 abstain days. This is his third term in DOC. On prior term supervision on 2008, TIA's release was standard 139 days, revoked by the BOEC. His CUIR scores 3-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 1. His current conviction, 2018, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. His prior convictions, 2006, theft of credit card, 1 year. 2006, escape third degree, 1.5 years. He has disciplinary violations that are minimal. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Las Avenidas Yuma Criminal Street Gang. Other arrests. I just saw some additional information. It was this report. After his return to DOC, he did receive disciplinary on August 23rd, 2018 for disobeying verbal written order, and on August 3rd, 2018 for violating grooming standards. Other arrests, 1993, burglary, third degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1993, threatening and intimidating, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1994, threatening and intimidating, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1994, disorderly conduct, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community risk score is in G4B5.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Westbury. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Newcomb, and based on information that I see here in your case supervision summary, that when you were released, you were to stay with Ms. Young, or Mrs. Young, your sister, over in Yuma. How long did you reside with your sister, sir?
Since I got released.
Okay, did you, so you remained at her residence all while you were out, sir?
Yes, that's what San Rafael, not the, he didn't live there, he's just a boyfriend, and he never. Mrs. George worked, and I would go to work. And sometimes he would stay there, sometimes he wouldn't, but he didn't live there.
So we do show that you were stuck for 21 days, so when you were not at your sister's residence, where were you, sir?
I was staying at my sister's, just so, and I was working at the Moose Casino in Yuma, so, I mean, they could have found me, they could have just called again, or they knew we were fighting, you know what I mean? But I didn't know.
So you were saying that they could have found you, but so you were saying that you did not abscond for 21 days, that they knew where you were at all times, sir?
No, that
problem
they did it the first one, yes, sir. I had a problem, and I made a mistake, but
on abscond,
no, I
didn't. Okay, sir. I do take note that you show employment. How long were you employed, sir?
I've been there. The day I released and before I went to prison, I worked for many, like 2-3 years already. And I have a job there the day I get released again.
Is that the Wedding Chapel? Or is that somewhere else where you have your job?
Wedding Chapel and Dunes Casino in Yuma.
Okay, and so they also brought you at the casino there in
Yuma.
Okay, sir. Okay, I take note that you were positive for methamphetamine. Why were you using meth, sir?
I tried it after I
threw
a drug charge and dumping charge. I just tried it and made a mistake. If they were showing the lab results, it's probably a minimum result. I didn't even know. I just made a mistake. Made a mistake.
It was meth? Was that your drug of choice, or you just used it that one time when you made that mistake, sir?
Yeah, I was tired and just used it. I was tired to go over to somebody. I would offer me some. I've never had a drug charge. I've never had dirty ways. I've never had nothing like that before.
So you just used it one time, sir?
Yeah. I thought it was clean. I don't think it came out. Just made a mistake.
So where did you get the drugs from? How did you get them, the meth, sir? How did you end up with...
The person
that
worked at saw me very tired because I worked both jobs for the Dunes Casino and the company that donors of Dunes. So she's offered me and I was dumb.
So they offered it to you and so you just decided to take it, sir. Is that what happened, sir?
Yeah,
Okay, sir. Okay, sir, what were you doing when the Yuma Police Department picked you up and brought you back in? You come from work, what were you doing? Were you driving? Were you walking?
I was on a bicycle. I had my uniform on, and I was driving my bike home from work.
Okay, so they just stopped you and arrested you, sir?
Yeah, I guess one of the officers told the county, I didn't even ask him why, he heard my name in the system, when he got off the car, he said I had a warrant from some departments. Yuma's a small city, so it's not.
Okay, sir. At this time, the Honorable Mr. Westby wants to share something with us at this time.
Yes, I'm probably reviewing the parole notes from the parole officer. It looks like he was at the residence on a previous, it says July 3rd, 2018, this officer, this was P.O. Gonzalez Hernandez. This officer conducted an unannounced field visit at the Funders Approved Residence. Officer knocked on the door several times, no answer. There was a business card that was left on the front door. Two cars were parked outside of residence. No issues were noted. He never responded in response to the business card that was left on the door. I want to add, too, that if he was residing at the residence, when he did come in on his original report date after his release from prison on June 27, 2018, he was directed to report back to the parole office on July 25th, 2018. Mr. Newton never reported on his scheduled contact date. He was subsequently arrested the following day on a warrant, but that was after he was supposed to come in and report for a scheduled contact visit. So Mr. Newton never reported to the parole office on his scheduled contact visit.
I was supposed to call him because I didn't have a ride to the prison. So our agreement was he gave me a card that had the dates to call him for the next 3 months. Because that one day he saw me walking up to the prison and he said that I didn't have a ride. So he said, rather you coming in and seeing me, just call me over the phone contact and get in comparable to the task, you know what I mean? Because it was a
danger
for
me to walk
into
prison to
report, so he said
it would
be a call, and that's what's calling the
27th.
And that's what
I
said on my card.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir, at this time, let me see if other board members might have any questions for you. I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but we'll give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Is there anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Well, I know I get out two to meet. I have a job. You know it's hard to deal with. I know for now, before the rain has come down, it's the best time to be out there to get a job. And I have a family, I have a kid, I have grandchildren. It's important to be out as soon as possible. I mean, I know I only got 3 weeks to go. It doesn't seem a lot to you guys, but it means a lot to me towards the job to continue working, because you know, we're in a small community, and we tell about the winter visitors down here. And first week, the first, I know I have a job with the wage cap one, but
money there. I would like to find a job in the coolers or fields out here to get a better job, you know, more hours. That's all I can say, and I thank you for hearing me today, and I apologize again for wasting your guys' time. Okay, well, thank you so very much for participating in your hearing today, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. It may sound like we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among ourselves. Once we complete this discussion, the board will tell you what its decision is. So now the board is in discussion. Mr. Lincoln had a situation, and just to not to take up too much time, he did relapse and he used some methamphetamine, and regardless of how he counted the days, he did absconded for some 21 days while he was out, and he was picked up by the police, you know, police department while he was riding his bicycle after return, after coming from work. With that being said, I don't think that he's a good candidate to be released, in as much as he's going to be released on October the 1st, at any rate, and it's going to take a week or two before he will be processed. Therefore, there's not enough time to release him, in my opinion. Therefore, I'm not in favor for those reasons, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion to revoke Mr. Newcomb's community supervision, and as much as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision by relapsing with methamphetamine, absconding for some 21 days, and he will be released at any rate on October the 1st of this year. That is my motion to revoke.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, you're going to be out on October the 1st unless something goes wrong, and it will take almost that much time to even get you processed. We wish you the best, sir, and we never want to see you in arms again, sir. Good luck, and find that job out there and do a great job, sir. This is my evening hearing, sir.
All right.
Thank you.